In the first quarter, revenue from the wireless segment declined by 15.15% sequentially and represented 32% of our total revenues. And just to remind you, that's just Avago Classic. Last year, unusually high demand in the first quarter from our North American customer offset the normal seasonality. This year, however, as we all well know, seasonality returned, and there was a product lifecycle-related decline in demand from that key customer. We did see a small positive offset from an increase in shipments, while a large Korean customer, driven by the launch of their new flagship smartphones, where we also increased our RF content. Turning to the second fiscal quarter, in addition to Avago Classic RF, FBAR filters, and power amplifiers, our wireless segment will now include classic Broadcom's wireless connectivity and custom analog handset solutions. And in this second quarter of 2016 that we're in, we expect the product lifecycle-related decline demand from a North American customer to continue to impact our combined wireless revenue. And in the aggregate, we expect second quarter revenue from our wireless segment to be approximately 23% of our total revenue from continuing operations. We expect the second quarter, though, to be the trough for our wireless business for the rest of the fiscal year. And we expect to start ramping up shipments late in our third quarter to support the increase in demand driven by the typical product cycle ramp at our North American customer. In fact, we have already started pre-building in significant quantities our RF FBAR filters to support this expected ramp. We expect the demand increase from this product ramp to be further enhanced by a substantial increase in our content in this new next-generation phone. Classic Broadcom's combo Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, and custom analog solutions will further add significantly to our content in these Tier 1 OEMs' leading smartphones. By the same token, of course, we expect the classic Broadcom wireless products to also benefit from the launch of new generation of phones later this year.